Thank you, Lord. It's too loud. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's too low. Thank you, Lord. Is that about right? Okay. Okay. All right. Sunday morning, 12:21. Happy birthday, Dana. We'll have to text her later. Well, this was going to be last, but the Lord said, no, it will be first. So he calls the shots. You know, he's not looking for people that are perfect. He's looking for people that he can tell them what to do and they'll do it. He wants to do it through you. He doesn't want you doing it. He wants to do it through you. So we just might as well get over ourselves, you know. It's not about fame and fortune and glory and all that in ourselves. It's about being a vessel that he can use. There are so few that will get their self out of the way and let God use them for his glory. And that's why all the testing. That's what proves character, and that's what this morning is going to be about. This is a word the Lord gave to me yesterday. I don't understand all of it, so just you can be praying about it. The separation of the tares and the wheat. This was yesterday morning. The day has come that what has been hidden in secret is now being shouted from the housetops. The kingdom of God in earth is here. The kingdom ways. The wheat will be remaining in the kingdom of the wickedness. The tares are in process of being removed. You will be able to see clearly now with no more obscurity. There will be no more mixtures, wickedness and righteousness. The leaven nearly leavened the whole lump. There has been so much mixture that even the church has as a whole gotten off course. The church has embraced darkness and thought it was my ways, like the medical system. Now we're seeing Big Pharma for what it is. And their agenda all along, not just COVID vaccine, but all vaccines. Now there will be no more excuses. Now is the time of repentance. Now repentance is a mindset change. Yes, the proper mindset change. There is no going forward without it. Now we can see why it has taken so long to wake up, allow people to have a mindset change to embrace the kingdom ways. I'm bringing my people out of darkness and into the homeland. I am the homeland. The kingdom of God and his ways. That's the kingdom of God and his ways. At first, my ways will be foreign to those coming out, but over time, they will embrace it. It is to be introduced gradually so as not to blind them. You have experienced this blindness for many years. It seems not mighty mighty. It was easier for them to go to the world than to walk by faith, but my way is the way of faith, and it was shown to all who would read and hear from the very beginning my ways. When I set up my kingdom for them, the ruthless one has sabotaged the kingdom. Nonetheless, there has always been a remnant of Gideon's army that embraced my ways and went against the grain. You can read about many of them in the Faith Hall of Fame. I say to you today, Satan's reign of terror is over. It won't happen in a moment, but it will be a gradual change from dark to light. All the tares are being removed, so there will be no more obstructions to bar my people from the kingdom. All of this has been gradual, so as not to harm the wheat. This shaking has caused the tares to rise to the top so they can be gathered and burned. This is happening worldwide. All that has been lies will be disclosed and truth will prevail. When the truth is all you hear, it's easy to embrace the kingdom and its ways, so take heart. The hardness is about to depart. The trek out of Egypt has begun, and you and your team will be leading them out of darkness and into the light. They will be taught of me, the Lord, and they will see the error of their ways, repent, change their minds, and change their ways accordingly. They will say, how could we have believed the other way? It will be the easiest way in the world to get born again, receive healing, get filled with the Holy Spirit, to see miracles and angelic visitations. Expect that. See, he wants us to get our focus on the kingdom that's coming, not on the hardness that we're currently in. As hard as it has been up to this point to partake of these things, now it will become easy. Just like breathing, for it is the kingdom that gives you breath. I've been telling you for a while now, the best is yet to come. All obstruction to the kingdom and its ways will be removed, heaven and earth, just like I wanted from the very beginning of creation. That's what he created here. What cannot be shaken will remain. These are the ones you will train, those that remain. You and others like you. You will train them just as I've trained you. I will send them forth and they will train others. It will not be overnight, but it will begin to infiltrate the ranks, and you will see a gradual turning of this nation and around the world. Back to me. They will change their minds for the better, and everything will be better. I will build back better, not the devil and his minions. Take that, Brandon. You will continue to do what you're doing, but on a larger scale, setting people free from the strongholds of their minds. Just keep following me and I will lead you where I need you to be. Don't try to do it yourself. From now on, things will accelerate, for all the obstacles to the kingdom will be removed. Don't get ahead of me. Keep following me and my plan for you will be accomplished. Chin up. Rejoice. Only good ahead. The pain, the agony at times, the hardness that has become so a part of your life will only become a distant memory. Focus on that. Rejoice. You've been very effective against the kingdom of darkness. The changes coming have come about because of your and others' diligence, and you will be rewarded. Now, this is a question I asked the Lord. I asked the Lord if this was the time of stepping out where he spoke to us in January 1999, and he said this. Your training process has been much like that of my servant Joseph. All his years away from his family and harsh treatment molded his character and prepared him to save his family. And one day he was called from the prison to the palace. He was raised up to second in command under Pharaoh. It has been the same with you. All right, me here. Didn't really answer my question, but the Lord did quicken this to me. Genesis 41:43. I'm going to look at this real quick. Genesis 41:43. This is the part you can be praying about. Well, let's start with 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. Without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. So I took this to mean an interim position. He rode in the second chariot for a while. I think until he learned the ropes. Maybe. I don't know. I can see that better than I can see. Well, I'm leaving. Bye. And you're taking over something, you're going, oh my God, I'm used to three, and here's what, and you know. I'm just saying, read, pray about it. All right. I took this to mean an interim. He was second in command, but eventually he was basically looked at as Pharaoh himself. When Pharaoh died, his son stepped up to the throne. This is in the book of Jasher. But he was under the command of Joseph, according to the book of Jasher. The Pharaoh gave Joseph charged over his son, even though he had stepped into the Pharaoh position, because all Egypt looked to Joseph as Pharaoh. Pharaoh just means president. So we'll see. I've never had him say that to me before, so I'm thinking, okay, you know, Lord, you're doing it. So we'll see.